You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This is episode 131 of the Wisdom by Wessa show on the Horse Radio Network. This is Mike Donnell.
I'm Casey Wilbanks Coletti.
And this is Sophia Yagala. Welcome to Wisdom by Wessa on the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This podcast is brought to you by the Western and English Sales Association, WESA, which provides the world's largest trade events for retailers, manufacturers, and sales representatives of the equestrian industry. In this podcast, we feature exclusive interviews with noteworthy Western and English personalities, retailers, and exhibitors who you've always wanted to talk to. Don't miss out on all the news for manufacturers and retailers in the equine industry. Sophia, we are so glad that we get to talk and chat today because I heard you have another great announcement.
Yes. So together with the board, we created a virtual hub on Facebook where retailers can come together to exchange, connect, and learn. And it's called the Retail Roundup and will go live this June.
What can retailers learn?
We will be sharing content, host speakers and panels, and plan webinars. And of course, all of those options or topics will be tailored to Western retailers and will help to be successful both in store and online. So the topics aren't just about a retailer's trip to WESA and how to make the most of it, but we'll also cover some marketing ideas, some business trends, and some IT-related topics and more. And if there is a certain topic that a retailer wants to learn about or a certain speaker or person they want to hear from, we'll be happy to coordinate that as well.
And how can people sign up?
As a retailer, whether you've been to WESA or not, you can join the closed Facebook group. Again, it's called Retail Roundup. So just go to the WESA Trade Show Facebook page and look for our groups. We have three groups right now, one for members and retailers to share what we're all working on and to ask questions, a group for our content creators and influencers, and now brand new also the Retail Roundup for retailers.
It takes a lot of faith and a fashion business plan to convince a rancher and his wife to sell their entire cattle herd to finance the company. But that's what Haley Nelson and her husband opted to do to fund Western & Company to produce high-end leather jackets and accessories designed by Haley. She joins us today to talk about how she developed her concept and how it's turning out. Haley Nelson, thank you for taking the time to chat with us on the Wisdom by WESA show.
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Casey.
Well, it's going to be a good show for our listeners' sake. I had a chance to chat with Haley beforehand, found out some interesting things about her and the company. You know, we get a lot of businesses on here who have started themselves, startups, different things, ways to go. Your story was really amazing. I mean, you obviously you have a fashion background, you have a love of horses, you have a love of the West, and that's what led you psychologically into this business. But to get in it, you needed some money. And I thought it was a fascinating story that you and your husband believed so strongly in what your company was going to do. You sold your entire cattle herd to finance it. And that's a pretty unique way to finance a business.
Yeah, it was pretty scary to say the least. And we didn't know how it was going to pan out. But so far, it is panning out.
So far, it looks like it's been working.
It's been working, yes.
Okay, so tell us something about Haley Nelson.
Well, how about we start from kind of the beginning in the evolution of, I guess, my brand and kind of how I got started.
I was hoping you'd go there.
Absolutely. So, all right. So back in 2005, I was in high school. I've always had an eye for an interest in design and fashion. And I wanted to graduate high school and I wanted to go to FIDM, which is in San Francisco and here in California, which is where I live. And my parents told me, Haley, heck no, you are not going away to FIDM because it's way too narrow of a field. So off I went to State College and majored in agriculture. And then in 2007, I started a little side hobby called Western Chic Couture, which the name now sort of makes me giggle, but I started in accessories and I started designing, I'm sure you ladies know this, but the chunky, colorful jewelry back in the day. And I would make these.
I didn't know that.
No, it was the style. It was the style in like 2005 to 2009.
He didn't wear any of it. Just to clarify.
But I designed these crazy necklaces for my friends and we would wear them out on a night out. And that was kind of how like the whole entrepreneurial thing really started in college. But then after college, I earned my degree in ag. And then I had baby number one, got married, got my first job post-college. And it was actually working at a meat processing facility in food safety. And I absolutely hated it. I was working sun up, sun down in a dark processing facility and it was cold. And I'm like, I do not want to do this for the rest of my darn life. So I decided to do something different. I got a job in marketing. And then at the same exact time, I had launched that jewelry business and took it a little bit more serious and launched it from my garage. So I was kind of doing the two things simultaneously. And around this time was when Miranda Lambert had worn one of my jewelry pieces on stage. And that was like dream come true, life changer. Couldn't even believe it happened. And then right after that, I started my marketing job. I was working at this one of the biggest equestrian center in California. And they hired me to do a lot of their marketing events and stuff like that. But they had hired out a lot of their marketing material and they were like, Haley, we need you to start making all of our design collateral. We're going to buy an iMac. We're going to get you to learn Adobe Illustrator. We're going to get you into graphic design and to do all of our in-house design work. So for two solid years, I learned Illustrator. I honed in my skills. I got really, I did it every day for 8 hours. And then on the side, I had used those skills that I had learned from the graphic design. And I started contract designing for other Western brands like Hui and Noble Outfitters. And I was doing their accessory lines. And then also I was kind of dabbling into some apparel lines as well. And that was where I really realized like, okay, my passion was design and I need to keep going with this. And this is like what I love to do. So then in 2015, I had quit my job at doing the marketing. And then I decided, I'm going to run my business full time. And right around that time, I started with graphic t-shirts, designed all the artwork to go on the graphic tees, did that for a little while, got to a point where I'm like, bored of this, moving on. And I've always loved leather and I've always loved jackets and vintage. And you'll find me in a thrift store looking through to try to find, the next leather jacket. And I love elements of vintage, but I also love modern fits and silhouettes and stuff. So I thought, you know what? I'm not finding this out on the market. I'm going to bridge the two together. I'm going to make something that kind of combines that. And then that was when the name Western & Co. had come around that time. And then shortly after that, we had launched our first leather line. We came out with a few capes. A major defining moment then was when Reba had wore one of our flagship, our first cape, and that was right when she got inducted to the Cowgirl Hall of Fame. So it's like, holy crap, I can't believe that happened. Like another holy crap moment that I'm so grateful for. And then, in 2017, had my third baby, and I was burnt out. I was done. I said, I'm walking away. I am never going to come back. I'm never going to do this again. I literally got to the point where I couldn't even look on social media at other brands. I couldn't even watch rodeo. The things that I had loved so much, I became to just hate it. I was like, I'm done. My friends were like, Haley, are you coming back? Are you going to do this? I said, no, I'm done. I'm done. I'm going to find another career path. I'm going to do something else. Well, I took a year and a half off to stay with my family. Gosh, I gardened. I had chickens. I did all these things that I wanted to do, spent time with my family. And then it got to a point where I'm like, all right, okay. It started poking at me again. And I started to get that passion and feel for design again. And I started kind of, coming up with some concepts in my mind. And there I was back into it. And then for a few years, we continued to do retail. And then in 2023, in January, we decided to launch wholesale, which we were doing retail. And I'm like, okay, what's going to be the next step? We want to scale. We want to grow. So, Wessa was that next step for us. And we unexpectedly had secured some major accounts like Boot Barn and Pinot Ranch and Maverick, stores that I wouldn't have even thought of working with. I mean, I manifested them in my dreams and they actually happened, and it was amazing. But of course, with growth comes some toughness to it. And a lot of these stores, they want to do net terms, and that means that I'm paying off for all of the production costs to get that going and get that ball rolling. And so my husband and I, he's a fifth generation cattle rancher. He's been ranching his whole entire life. So we have a cow herd, and we decided to sell our cow herd at the time and transition out of the cow business so that we could throw everything into my business that had been my baby for 10 plus years. And, we've been doing that since, and here we are in 2024, and we're selling retail and wholesale globally. And, we've got some really exciting partnerships I'm excited about, one being some private labeling for another brand, and, other stuff that I'm super excited to come. And, it's been a wild ride, to say the least. And I'm excited to see what's next and what's next for us. But that's the long story of Western & Co.
Well, you know what? It's a great story. And I think everybody who's in business wants to work with somebody who is enthusiastic and likes what they're doing and has the energy. And I think anybody doing business with Western & Company, after meeting you already or listening to our show, should have the confidence that this is someone who is going to be aggressive, honest, fair, hardworking, and will be there tomorrow. And I think that's very important. But there's other sides to this business, obviously, and that's where I want Casey to step in, because if the fashion doesn't appeal, you're going to have a warehouse full of stuff. And clearly, you know, Casey has a better feel for the fashion for your lines than I do. But I wanted to talk to you a bit about where the creativity comes from and how these lines get to market.
Well, and OMG, I will say, like, these are so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
One of the best things about hosting this show is, you know, we just get this up close look at so many wonderful products. And it's weird because it never ceases to amaze me, the brands that are able to stay relevant, because as we know, fashion is just like ever changing with trends.
Oh, yeah.
And there's so much competition, in all honesty. So to me, it's a very hard job to stay relevant. And so the creativity behind the designs, like staying with trend, but then being just enough different as well to appeal to so many different people. These jackets are absolutely gorgeous. The bags are absolutely gorgeous. The high horse camel cape, I just like keep going to it. I tell Sophie and Mike, this is like a shopping show for me, I guess. It's kind of a blessing and a curse, but
we need to get you in one, Casey.
they're so beautiful, but I mean, so many of them, I guess. Let's start with kind of the creative part of it, where you obtain these ideas from and your creativity and just kind of that process, because I know it's not an easy one.
Yeah, it definitely isn't, I will say. It's funny because when you own a business, well, in doing the roles that I'm doing now, I don't spend all of my time creating and designing, even though I wish I could. A lot of it is the business day to day. But when I do have those creative moments, or, you know, when I need to come up with a line, you know, it'll take me a couple months to really start coming up with concepts and ideas and stuff like that. And it could be as simple as like seeing a piece of fabric somewhere in a store or something that is a color that I'm like, ooh, that would be really cool in a suede, or that would be really cool here. Or I might see something on runway, whether it's a men's jacket, and I'll see a silhouette and I'm like, ooh, I love the way that silhouette looks and how it's modern and has that fit. I might be like, okay, well, I can add this to this. Basically what I do is I'm taking pieces of elements that I see everywhere in daily life and in, you know, whether it's on the internet or out and about, and I will merge all of those together to be sort of my style, and put that together. I try not to follow trends too much, because uh-huh. kind of pegs you in a hole, really, especially sure. when I'm designing something that I want to be in your closet for decades. I don't want it to be cool now and then be out of style in a month or two, 6 months. I want it to be passed down from, you know, from, I want to be able to pass these down to my daughter and for her to pass them down. So you don't want them to be too trendy. So I try not to follow trends too much. But yeah, that's kind of the gist of it. And, my creative, and I will say that I'll come through moments where I'll have a block and I'll just be like, there, nothing will be, it always seems like those times happen when they need it to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's always, it is a struggle to get through those times. So anyway, I'll try to find little elements, you know, put them down, jot them down, draw them, and then come back to those later and then kind of re-go through them and develop them even further. But yeah, it's fun. It's my favorite part of the whole process, I will say.
Well, and leather never goes out of style. And like you said about passing them down, I have a little girl and I love leather jackets. And there's sometimes, you know, I'll go years without wearing a particular leather jacket and then I'll pull it right back out.
Exactly.
And wear it and they stay so nice and you can clean them. And a lot like yours, this full fringe metallic cape, which is so beautiful. Fringe never goes out of style either.
Right. Right.
Another one I just wanted to make mention, the Cowgirls Run the World bomber. Super cute. It's got gold stars on it.
That's a fun one.
Really cute too. But let's talk about the cape. Because this is something that I feel like it's not just a jacket. It brings a little bit of like sophistication, class.
Yes.
Very.
Yes.
I don't know, businessy, so the cape. Classy.
So the cape came from a 70s silhouette and body. I was at a market somewhere and I had come across this cape like style. And I'm like, oh, I just fell in love with it. And what I love about it so much is that it's versatile for so many different body types. It fits on everyone and all ages too. I'll have the, you know, the 20 somethings wear it. And then I'll also have the 50 somethings to 60, you know, I've had even ladies up to 80 years old wearing it. So I do love that piece because it is versatile and everybody can wear it and it fits nicely.
Yeah. And you can, I mean, it goes really cute with shorts, but then also I can see it, you know, if you're going to a Western event and you were wearing like a long dress, it would be so dressy. And
you can dress it up or dress it down. Yep.
Yes. Very cool. Another one, the embroidered bomber jacket in buckskin. It's got like the stitching that kind of resembles maybe stitching on a boot, which is so popular right now.
Yes, it is very popular. And I came out with a couple colorways of that. And then I think I'll have black this fall. 2024. So a couple different colors. We first came out with the tan one, which is a little light. People were a little scared of, I don't want to stain it. So I'm like, okay, we're going to do black. We're going to do denim. Came out with a couple other options for the other ladies.
Well, obviously we know you have a really great product. But if we're talking specifically to retailers that we're going to, you know, buy your products wholesale, what kind of marketing efforts or help do you offer to, you know, or education to help the retailers, sell your
to
product?
My retailers?
Yeah.
So I am big on, I like, it's a partnership, right? Like I want to know all of my retailers. I get to know them on a personal level. They become my friends. I'm accessible or we are accessible. We're there to help them. Customer service is number one for me on retail and wholesale, no matter what. But beyond that, we do quite a bit of photo shoots and we do share our photo shoot material for our wholesalers that they can share, which is very helpful for a busy boutique that, you know, has multiple designs that are coming through their store. They don't always have time to photograph everything. So we do offer that and we do offer education on, you know, fit and stuff like that. And we also listen to our retailers as well. If they have any feedback or things they want to see in the future or little changes here or there or styles that they want to see, like we're all on board with that.
And the eye appeal of the products alone are just really a selling point all on their own.
Yeah, totally.
Before I pass it back to Mike, I do want to talk about the bum bag collection because they are so cute. That's what I told Sophia before he came on. I'm like, oh, these bags are so cute. So just talk a little bit about those in the collection that you have. I see one sold out online, so must be really popular.
We just launched those, it's been probably 2 weeks now. And I don't know. I feel like the bum bag is kind of in style. There's one thing that I will say, the handbag, I silhouette's kind of a trend. And so sometimes I break that rule, but came out with a bum bag. I am so indecisive at times on narrowing it down. So heck, why not come out with four different colorways, two different styles, one gearing more towards the Western influence of our, you know, of our world and, you know, rodeo and that element. And then the other side is more of an equestrian touch that has a snaffle bit on it. We added some stud details to it to kind of pizzazz it up a little bit, but that's kind of the gist. They come in suede and leather and easy to wear, and it comes with two straps, so you can wear it a couple different ways, and it's good size too.
For those listening, I mean, visit shopwesternandco.com to see them. They kind of look like a fanny pack in a way, but it's, you don't wear it around your waist.
Right. Yeah, totally. You just throw it over your shoulder.
You know, there's a saying, and it's, you know, it's a trite saying, but it's a very common phrase. In business, nothing happens till somebody sells something. So, you know, you talked a bit about how you're helping your retailers. If I'm a retailer listening to this show and I did not know about Western Company, and I think, gee, I would like to carry that line, what do I do next?
You can email us at hello@shopwesternandco.com, and we will email you back and kind of coordinate something. If you're at WESA, we can definitely set up an appointment. You can also find us on Instagram at Western & Co. And yeah, and we're on Facebook as well.
Are there any particular criteria that you look for when a retailer is reaching out to you to carry the line?
Yes, so we're looking at location, obviously. We will zip code protect, so we want to make sure that we're, you know, spread out and that you don't have any competition close to you. And as well, we want to look at the price points that you're currently carrying in your stores and just making sure that that lines well with our current price point.
Okay, so I do get geographic protection.
Right. Yep.
Okay. Well, and you mentioned it just a moment ago, but we should chat about it a bit because we are the Wisdom by WESA show. And your relationship with WESA and where you think that organization can be and you can utilize that to further your business goals.
Well, that's where I started wholesale and launched wholesale, and it's been a major success. And I formed many relationships and partnerships because of it. So I would say you absolutely need to show at WESA. I mean, I started it in January, came back in August. I only wanted to actually go one in January, but I talked to Amanda Kimes. She was saying, you know, no, you need to go to August as well. So went to August, also a success, and then we'll be back in January. So, I mean, as a vendor, I'm very, very happy and excited to see what's to come at WESA.
Well, good. And we're very happy and excited that you're part of the team.
Thank you.
Listen, it's been great talking to you. I love your enthusiasm. Casey loves the product. I love the enthusiasm. I think that's a pretty good word for success. Real quickly, did you not now recruit your husband and your sister into your business?
I did. Yes. I
brought my sister. Hats off to your husband, by the way, for being on board with all of this.
I can't believe I'm like very surprised because I mean he's in ag real estate. He sells ranches and he's been diving in and he's done a lot of our wholesale help. And then my sister, she's coming in as VP as operations and doing a lot on the operations side. So no, I'm so excited on what's to come. And it's a family affair over here.
So cool.
I guess it is. It sounds like you're having a lot of fun. It sounds like you're making a little money. And we just are really happy to have a chance to let you share that story with our listeners. Thanks a lot, Haley.
Well, thank you, Mike and Casey. It was a pleasure to talk to you today.
The show notes and the links from today's show can be found at wisdombywesa.com. And of course, we'd love to hear your feedback. There's a contact link on the site.
The Wisdom by WESA show will be published on the 15th and 30th of every month. You can listen on most of your favorite podcast players, and you can also listen on wisdombywesa.com. Be sure to visit all the great shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. WESA, where the industry meets.